The chief agricultural economist with Farm Credit Canada says risk management will be key for the livestock sector in 2019 amid tight profit margins and higher borrowing costs. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
For the most part, Farm Credit Canada is projecting 2019 to be a break-even year for the livestock sector. J.P. Gervais, the chief agricultural economist with Farm Credit Canada, says tight profitability will require sound risk management strategies.
On the hog and pork side, we're looking at right now futures markets telling us that for the entire 2019, you're probably going to break even on average. So some losses early in the year, some perhaps some profits, you know, later in the year. But then overall, it should be a break-even year. So risk management is absolutely critical for producers in that sense. On the cattle and beef side, you know, kind of cow-calf producers perhaps having profit margins that remain positive but slightly lower than what they've been in the past. It's going to be a mixed year as well for feedlots. So overall, on the animal protein side, I would say margins are likely to be tighter. Risk management is absolutely critical to make sure that you don't expose yourself to undue risk at a time when we're likely to have borrowing costs go up. Now, we're not projecting the Bank of Canada to lift interest rates until the second half of the year, but nevertheless, we've had 5 rate increases in Canada over the last 18 months. And so it takes time for that to be felt throughout the supply chain and for most businesses to feel the impact of higher interest rates, because you have to wait till loans come up for renewal and so on. But 2019 is certainly a time where we expect those some of operations to face higher borrowing costs. So that's another additional risk to factor in.
Nonetheless, Gervais remains optimistic for 2019 as demand for Canadian commodities is trending upward. He recommends keeping an eye on the financial environment as well as global trends such as trade that can affect the bottom line. For Farmskip.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.